Hey, happy day. I was at my doctor's office just the other day and I looked at him and I said, "Hey doc, y'all gotta help me. I'm addicted to Twitter." He looked at me with a strange blank look and he said, "I don't follow you." Huge earrings. I saw some just the other day. A black lady was wearing them. She was sitting beside me in a casino in Las Vegas. And these earrings were the size of dinner plates. And on them it said, "Black Lives Matter." I almost engaged, but then I thought I just better sit back and shut up, right? Because really, you're implying to me as a white guy that, you know, that I'm a racist, right? And that's just bad. All lives matter. It doesn't matter what color you are. I mean, I don't know. Do people really think that? That we don't care? I think we care. I think y'all gotta get civilized, is what I would say. Democrats, they want schools closed, restaurants closed, but open borders. Right? Open borders. Where will the hundreds of thousands of new immigrants sleep? I mean, you're going to put a tent up in your backyard, Pelosi and Biden? I don't think so. Who's going to pay for them? We can't because we don't have any jobs. All the jobs are taken away. But these people now, you want them to take jobs that we can't even have? I mean, really, are you kidding me? Those with closed minds want open borders, and those with open minds want open rooms in the puzzle factory for those with closed minds. That pretty much says that, hey, if you want open borders, your brain is shut off. I close my case, just say it. Gun sales in the US of A and in Canada, they're just booming. They're hot as a bloody firecracker. Things are really happening because the best salesmen in the world are Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau and so many others on the left. People are saying, "Wow, what's going on here? I've got to go buy a gun." More guns in the US of A sold in January than ever before in history. Sales are up over 60%. I think it is 60. Yeah, it is. Son of a gun. More than 4 million guns sold in January alone. I mean, there's now 19 states in Canada. In the US of A, Canada. Right? By the way, talking about Canada, I understand there's hardly any handguns on the shelves at any store, gun store in the country because of what the commies are doing there. They're saying we're going to ban handguns pretty soon in their roundabout, goofy way. And everyone is saying, hey, I don't think so. Even if you do, we're going to be armed. Even if it's hidden right now, if we ever need it, we know where it is. And back to constitutional carry. I want to talk about that. There's 19 states now that have that. And what that is they're saying there's so much bureaucracy. Why do you have to have a license to say that a second license? When you have a license, you pass a background check, you're legally entitled now to have a gun. And now so many states say you have to pass another test so you can carry the gun, whether you're carried on your person, or hidden or otherwise. In 19 states have said, "Not so fast, we're changing that. We're gonna call it constitutional carry. If you pass the checks, we don't care what you do with a gun. You can carry it wherever you like." Arkansas, Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Vermont, West Virginia, Wyoming, Montana, and Utah, and soon to be Indiana. That gets up to 19, and I hope they all get there someday. Liberals, they don't want you to be able to protect yourself. They don't want you to have freedom of speech. They don't want you to have freedom of religion. And you know what? They ain't big on freedom in general, right? They are the party of control. The prime mistake in Canada, he demonstrates that every time he opens his mouth. Oh boy, speaking of Canada still, I got an email yesterday from the Conservative Party and they said this, "Brian, this is a critical time for our party. There's a very real possibility that the commies will soon call an election for this June." I think I threw in the word commies. "As you know, the more that voters get to know Aaron, the more likely it is that they will vote for him." Well, I'm not so sure that I do know that. I guess I do with regards to Ontario and Quebec. Wherever you go with the kind of liberal message, of course they will get to know him better, but is that what you want? He's supposed to be known as a conservative, but now he's getting known as a liberal because he's giving in to all of that. He's saying, hey, that's where the votes are. He forgets that half of the votes, half of the MPs, and half of the money that comes into his party all comes from the Prairie Provinces, and this guy, he's going against them. He's now become liberal light, maybe liberal heavy. It ain't very nice. The conservative base is dragging the party too far right and radical, so says Michael Cohen. You know, he's an author, he publishes stuff in newspapers and so on, and he's a left-wing, wacky kind of guy. And he goes on to say that, you know, the party is moving over there. That ain't right. In Canada, you can't firstly be too far right, and this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, but he does have influence over people's brains, I guess, people that are in the party, and it's just wrong. And here's an example of that leftward movement. All the people in all the parties voted one way, and all of the conservatives voted almost unanimously because their leader said, if you don't vote like me, I'll kick you out of the party, with the Bloc Quebecois members in favor of making French the mandatory language for immigrants to Quebec, another left-wing kind of thing. You know, more than $10 million in Canada was spent to get people elected during the leadership race, right? And O'Toole himself spent more than $3.5 million. And you know what? If these people actually got elected or ran, they did run on the basis of being somewhat right. But now they're all going over to the left, even the ones that weren't elected. Maybe not all of them, but most of them. If they really wanted to run a conservative party, they better change. I mean, I gotta tell you, look what goes on in politics in Canada. Look at Trudeau with his last governor general. You know, I think she was an astronaut, wasn't she, before she became the governor general. Now she gets to rip off the Canadian public forever. And if she was an astronaut, you know what, maybe she's claustrophobic as well. She needed more space. She's got it now. She's unemployed, but she still gets the big check. Hey, y'all, come back tomorrow. We'll have more for you from the right. See ya.